this story of tourism in Florida really until the 1970s, until air conditioning becomes more common, until Disney World opens up, focuses on the natural environment. So you would take paddleboat rides or ship rides down the St. John's River. You would sail along the coast area. You'd go out and fight mosquitoes as you enjoyed the natural environment. You'd go to Claremont and go up to the Citrus Tower and see orange trees. Oranges aren't native to Florida, but by the time that the citrus industry really had a strong hold on Florida, that's what you would do. So your interaction with tourism was often an interaction with the natural environment of Florida. So there are some milestones. The first milestone is when transportation becomes more available in the 1880s, 1890s, people start to come. So much so that by 1898, the United States gets involved with a war with Spain, that same transportation network brings down a different type of tourist, which is very important. Soldiers who fought during that brief campaign in 1898 to help liberate Cuba. The experience there in the Tampa Bay area in 1898 is going to replay in smaller ways during the First and Second World War exponentially. Florida is transformed by World War II. Why is this important? People come to the military bases as young folks, training to go off to fight in war. They're not coming to go to tourist activities. Some of them love it so much that they will ultimately move down here, but in the interim, at least they're coming down to enjoy the beaches. Another important thing, the automobile. So the state roads, the state road networks, county road networks, all this is part of a movement nationally to create a more unified transportation system. Tourism can take off exponentially when you have good roads and all these other systems in place that make it easy to get from point A to point B.
You were talking about those early attractions and connecting to nature. I started thinking about something, a place like Sulphur Springs or Silver Springs or perhaps even Safety Harbor. Really, were people traveling from up north to come to these places?
Today, when you're driving on I-275, tour from the USF campus, once you get on or off Fowler, you drive over this little exit by Bird Street that says Sulphur Springs. And people think, oh, there's a water tower there, and there used to be something there. That something that was there 100 years ago was a very popular destination. There were springs like that throughout Florida. Tarpon Springs was another area. Safety Harbor was an area, which today, you go to the downtown, the heart of Safety Harbor, and you still have the springs there and the recreational spa that's there. People didn't come here to ride on roller coasters. They came here in the early 20th century, late 19th and early 20th century, often for more curative reasons. A lot of folks came here for health reasons. Once they came here and they made transformations of the landscape, communities develop, others want to come down as well.
Let's talk about some of the places that maybe folks see today or maybe aren't around anymore. I want to mention a few that folks might be familiar with. Spook Hill in Lake Wales. The Bock Tower, another one in Polk County. What are some of the places that were such a big part of what Florida attractions meant?
Some people have said that the real tourist enterprise doesn't really take off until the creation of Bock Tower, 1929. So what happens between 1929 and 1971, between the opening of Bock Tower and the opening of Walt Disney World, is that you have a number of roadside attractions that are along some of the new roads that the Good Roads Movement brings. Spook Hill is a great example by Lake Wales in that, you know, you have a car that you get to a certain line, you hit it neutral, and even though you're going down, you think you're going up. But think about that today in terms of if you were to take your kids to experience an attraction, they would yawn or they'd be too busy texting in the back seat while you were at Spook Hill. They want to go on a roller coaster. So what was a passable experience in some ways for people back then might not be passable in the same way today. Some of these attractions were amazing. Ones in the Tampa Bay area that we think about include ones like Bock Tower in Polk County, but also a little closer to the general Tampa Bay area, Hillsborough River State Park, which during the Depression era and the New Deal years became a very important tourist destination. You have, of course, Sunken Gardens in St. Petersburg. Some of these roadside attractions still exist today. Some of them no longer do. In fact, many of them have gone out of business.
Name some that you, in your research, that you've discovered that, boy, you wish they were still around.
One good example in Pinellas County of a roadside attraction that wasn't about Pinellas County, but that used the natural environment that many people will remember if they lived here before the 1980s, was Tiki Gardens up on Indian Shores. You would go and this couple owned this little gift shop. It burned down, and they decided to rebuild it and create a Polynesian theme. So you have Tiki Gardens on Indian Shores, surrounded by basically natural Florida, But as natural Florida creeps up around it, the expense of running this little attraction changes.
Jim Schnur, thank you so much for taking us on a trip from the past to the present and reminding us that a lot of attractions are around us every single day. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.